Jeff Cooper, Executive Vice President, Renewable Fuels Association.
Jeff, get me up to speed on what the RFA and Growth Energy have in the works here. I know a lot of frustration with these oil refinery waivers that have been granted by the EPA in recent months, and now news of a lawsuit in federal district court. I believe this is not the first lawsuit, so where are things at right now?
Well, Mark, if you go back all the way to March or April, that's when we first started learning of the magnitude and degree of the small refiner exemptions that had been handed out by former administrator Scott Pruitt to, you know, nearly 50 refineries got these exemptions from the RFS. And so at that time, we were looking for more information on who is getting these exemptions, which refineries are being exempted, you know, really what is the decision-making process around giving these exemptions, because, you know, in years past under the previous administration, very few of those exemptions had been handed out. And so clearly something changed, and we wanted to know, you know, what changed? Why were these exemptions being handed out like trick-or-treat candy? So we filed a Freedom of Information Act request with both the EPA and the Department of Energy, which also has a role in this, in April, and we didn't hear anything back. And we asked them again for the information and didn't hear anything back. And so they've continued to stonewall us and ignore our request for what we think is pretty basic, pretty fundamental information that our industry and participants in this marketplace need. And so yesterday we took the step of filing a lawsuit in the federal district court there in D.C., you know, that we hope will force EPA to act on these FOIA requests and produce the information that we have asked for. You know, we don't take the decision lightly to litigate, and we were hoping that we wouldn't have to do this, but when the agency continues to ignore requests, not just from us, but from lawmakers and from others, from the media, we felt like we needed to take this action.
Jeff, the documents, the information that you're after, is it as simple as an explanation from the EPA as to why these waivers were granted, or is there more to it than that?
Well, I think it's a couple things. Certainly, the big piece is why were these waivers granted? How did these refiners demonstrate that they are being economically harmed by the RFS, which is the, you know, criteria for receiving these exemptions, when everything else shows us that the refining industry is doing just fine and making good money, and they were making good money and had good margins at the time that these exemptions were requested. So that is the main thing we're looking for, is what was the thought process? And really, what was the burden of proof here? Because it just doesn't seem to add up with everything else we know. But beyond that, we want to know, you know, specifically which refineries received these exemptions, because we've heard anecdotally that, you know, refineries owned by ExxonMobil and Chevron and some of the largest, most well-capitalized companies in the world receive these exemptions. And it just so happens, you know, these are huge oil companies, huge refining companies that just happen to own one or two small refineries that meet the definition of small. And that seems to be all you needed to show former Administrator Pruitt, is that you meet that output threshold. And that seemed to be the only thing he was concerned about. So that's really what we're after. We think the public and certainly our industry and participants in this market deserve to know that basic information.
Well, I'm going to assume, based on the filing of this lawsuit in federal court, that the answer is no. But my question is, now that Pruitt is out and Andrew Wheeler is the acting administrator, has there been more transparency? Has there been more opportunity to communicate with the agency?
Well, we haven't really seen that, unfortunately, and in fact, just last week, Representative Loebsack from Iowa received a response from EPA to a letter he had sent, you know, several weeks ago, asking again for just some basic information on the small refiner exemptions, who got them, when did they get them, what was the thought process, the criteria. And the letter he received from EPA was, you know, didn't really answer his questions, and was again not completely transparent, and didn't really deliver the information we were looking for. So unfortunately, we haven't seen much of a change in EPA's willingness to provide critical information to the public on this program.
Maybe it's just me, but it's, I think, a little baffling. You have President Trump reaching out to Ag Secretary Perdue this week while Perdue is in Iowa for the Farm Progress Show, saying, hey, let's get this E15 thing figured out, and I want it done quickly. And yet for months, there's been all of this veiled secrecy about the oil refinery waivers. And I guess I'm not aware of Trump really calling on the EPA to reveal or release this information. Seems like there's a disconnect to me, Jeff.
Well, we see a bit of a disconnect as well, and while we would certainly love to see the White House and EPA make good on the commitment to allow E15 sales year-round, we are more concerned about repairing the damage that's been done by these small refiner exemptions. We lost 2.25 billion gallons of demand as a consequence of these small refiner waivers. You know, giving us an E15 waiver for year-round sales is not going to make up for that in the near term. So we, you know, our first priority is getting some restitution and repair for the damage that's been done as a result of these waivers, and some commitment from EPA and the administration that they're not going to do this to us moving forward. So that is priority number one. And priority number two is yes, let's go ahead and get done the RVP waiver for E15 that had been promised to us back in April. So we're a little bit concerned, and I think patience is wearing thin in farm country and ethanol country over some of the commitments that have been made, and just the lack of action we've seen from EPA on RVP and on any number of other things related to the RFS and ethanol.
Is there a precedent that exists that is similar to the Freedom of Information Act litigation that we're talking about that would give you any kind of a timeline that you think would be realistic? So if you had an expectation of when you might get some certainty, when you could get some answers through the district court process, can you look to anything else to give you some direction?
Well, I think there are a number of examples from the past from other industries and other agencies where information has been sought via Freedom of Information Act request and has not been given to the petitioner. And so they've gone to court in a similar way we are. And oftentimes that litigation does result in the desired information being provided. But in terms of a timeline and kind of schedule, it really depends, and there's really kind of no set schedule or kind of clock for this litigation playing out. I mean, it's our hope that that this is addressed quickly and we can move this lawsuit along and get the information that we're looking for, really to shine some light on what's been going on at EPA and hopefully put a stop to this from happening in the future.
Last thing I have for you, I want to come back to something that you said in the beginning, and that's that the Department of Energy has a role to play in this. What do you mean?
Yeah. The EPA actually asks DOE, in fact, Congress directed EPA to consult with DOE in evaluating the petitions from small refiners for these exemptions. And so the Department of Energy looks at these petitions, and they do some of their own analysis on how and whether the refiner in question was being disadvantaged or harmed somehow by the RFS. They provide those results to EPA or their findings to EPA, and that becomes part of the EPA decision-making process. In the past, EPA, under the previous administration, had said, yeah, we consult with DOE, but we don't feel constrained by their findings and their results. This is ultimately our decision at EPA whether to grant these exemptions or not. So we will look at what DOE says, but we don't feel compelled to follow their advice in every instance. So DOE does have a role here, and that's why we asked them to provide their files and information. And similarly, we got no response from them either.
Jeff, anything else on this that you want to make sure we touch on today?
Well, one more really important piece of this, Mark, I think that I didn't mention is, you know, EPA itself, as far back, well, really as recently as November 2016, had acknowledged that the public ought to have access to this type of information on small refiners. And EPA itself had proposed a rule that would have made basic information regarding the small refiner exemptions available to the public, and that would have included the things we're looking for: the name of the refiner, the location of the refinery, the type of relief that is being requested, and kind of the decision-making process around whether the petition is granted or not. So EPA itself had proposed making that information available and kind of not giving it treatment as confidential business information. Unfortunately, that proposal was never finalized. But we do have EPA on record acknowledging that, yes, this is information the public ought to have. And we think that will play very strongly into our arguments in this particular lawsuit.